So the distribute directive should be more complicated than the align statement, because align, I say, my intuition is, ought to be simple, because we're really defining the relative alignment of the different components of these fundamental data members. With a distribute statement, we're telling you which processes they go on. Now, that, in fact, the HBF, whereas for a line, I think HBF is too complicated, for distributed, HBF is too simple. Because what it allows are only the two simplest types of distribution statements, which are insufficient to do a lot of important problems. So at the end of this lecture, or this file set, you'll just see a discussion of HBF2, which has allowed, in my opinion, correctly, more complicated distribute statements, because I consider that the most serious problem with the distribute statement. So some of you may have been present when it was on Monday when I talked about Java. So these, any statement here I'm making about distribution of arrays is obviously true about distribution of arrays in any language. I mean, there's nothing about Fortran which special here. So I see all the work that went into HPF for discussing array distributions is clearly usable in any other language, because it's nothing to do with Fortran, it's to do with arrays and what parallel programs look like. So I see this, any work one does in this area is clearly of general value in my opinion. So we define the processes directive so we can actually can have several different processor arrays. The onto syntax allows you to tell it which processors you want to distribute onto. You're allowed, and you often need to do this, you're allowed to specify separate distributions for the different dimensions of an array. So in the first example here, the array temp was block distributed in the first dimension and cyclically distributed in the second dimension. And we'll come back and tell you what, if it's not obvious what block and cyclic is, I'll tell you what block and cyclic with the various integer arguments are later on.